The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program is sponsored by Churches of Christ, Power, and the Glory.
In the words of Romans 16:16, the Churches of Christ salute you. This is Power and the Glory. Part of the Good Radio News Ministry, this endeavor is under the oversight of the Church of Christ at Ayrton, Alabama. It's all made possible by generous support from numerous Churches of Christ and the generosity of many individuals. I'm George Atnip.
Thanks, George, and thank you for joining us today for our lesson entitled, The Power of Words.
All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe, and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe, and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and praise him, Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and praise him, Lord of all.
Today's lesson is entitled, The Power of Words. I have a subtitle on this lesson, A Double-Edged Sword. Our text for our lesson today is Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, and it reads like this. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. You know, the gift of speech is one of our most defining characteristics. It allows us to share our thoughts, connect with others, and shape the world around us. But let us not forget that words are a double-edged sword, capable of immense good and immeasurable harm. Today we delve into the scripture. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. And we're going to be exploring the profound ways our words impact ourselves and others. Then a question. Do we realize the amazing power of words? The wise understand the astounding power of words. For this reason, they think before they speak. They carefully guard their words, lest they wound the spirits of others. The wise deliberately seek to encourage and build up people by being positive and sharing and edifying the truths of Scripture. Keep in mind, words can be very satisfying and uplifting, words that are true. Pure, wise words are the product of a godly person's heart and tongue. Godly words not only edify others, but are profitable to the one who speaks them as well. This is true because words are the product of what is in the heart. Let's look at Luke chapter 6, verse 45. It says, "A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasures of his heart, brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says this, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." God commands us to edify and exhort one another. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25 say, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting each one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching." But the responsibility does not stop there. We're also responsible for our own spiritual edification and growth. An example is David, who often encouraged himself in the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6 says this, "Now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved for every man, for his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." Scripture challenges us to think and to meditate exclusively on things that are edifying. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 reads this way, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." But let us never forget what our text says. Words have the power of life and death. They can either kill or nourish life. Verse 21. It is impossible to overestimate the power of words. They strongly impact those who hear them, as well as those who speak him. Tragically, foolish people not only destroy others with their words, but also themselves. It is their words that alienate and cut people out of their lives and cause others to shun them. The wise and the righteous do not enjoy being around the foul mouth, nor the grumbler, nor the gossiper, or the liar. The foolish, evil tongue has few friends. The last line of this proverb is very telling. People who love the tongue, who love to talk in other words, will eat the fruit of their words. They will have no choice. It is the law of reaping and sowing all over again. They are forced to live with the results of what they say, whether sweet or bitter. Those who are wise learn to tame their tongues and refrain from speaking too much. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19 says, "In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise." Our words expose our character, whether good and righteous or bad and profane. Think about this. Words have an amazing power. And according to our text, the power of life and death. God's word in particular has this power. By his word, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1. He upholds all things by his word, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. With his word, Christ will destroy his enemies when he returns. As Christians, We should hide God's word in our hearts. Then we will always have it readily available when needed. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 reads this way. Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. This is the word that we should speak to ourselves and to others when we need encouragement, strength, and joy. It is through the words of the gospel that others hear the life-giving message of salvation. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation, for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also the Greek. And it's through a fitting word, just the right word from the Holy Scriptures, that is, that our hearts are lifted and sustained in hope. Romans chapter 15, verse 4 says, For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. We need to take the sword of the Spirit and wield it, speak it, to defeat Satan and the seductive temptations of this world and all the terrifying trials of life. Ephesians 6:17 tells us, And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It is available to us to meet our every need through the great promises of God. Next, let's talk about words of encouragement. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. We can use our words to build up and encourage, lifting others up during challenging times. Then the words of truth. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 22 states, Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal honestly are His delight. Speaking the truth, even when uncomfortable, fosters trust and strengthens relationships. Remember, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25 exhorts, Speak truthfully to each other, because we are members of one body. Honesty, delivered with compassion, creates a foundation for genuine connection and growth. Next, words of love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, the famous Love Is passage describes love as patient, kind, and does not rejoice in evil, but rejoices in truth. Our words can be a vessel of love, expressing affection, appreciation, and forgiveness. Kind words soothe hurt feelings, strengthen bonds, and remind others of their worth. Next, what about words that build bridges? How about the power of I believe in you? Maya Angelou once said, People forget what you did. People forget what you said. But people will never forget how you made them feel. A simple I believe in you can ignite hope, foster courage, and empower an individual to chase their dreams. It's a bridge built on trust and support, reminding others that they're capable and worthy. Next, what about the magic of thank you? Gratitude expressed through a genuine thank yous strengthens bonds and creates a ripple effect of positivity. It acknowledges someone's effort, validates their contribution, and builds a climate of appreciation. Studies even show expressing gratitude fosters happiness and well-being in both the giver and the recipient. How about next, the gift of empathy? In a world often fueled by noise and competition, the ability to listen with empathy is a precious gift. By truly hearing someone's story, acknowledging their pain, and offering compassionate words, we build bridges of understanding and connection. Stephen Covey said, "Seek first to understand, then to be understood." How about the word that destroys? Words of gossip and slander. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 28 warns, "A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret." Spreading rumors and negativity erodes trust, creates conflict, and inflicts unnecessary pain. Remember, Matthew chapter 7, verse 12 teaches us, "Do to others as you would have them do to you." Would you want someone gossiping about you? Next, how about words of anger and hate? James chapter 1, verse 26 cautions, "If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, his religion is useless and his self-deception is evident." Words fueled by anger or hate can be like fire, devastating lives and relationships. Colossians chapter 3, verse 8 urges us to put away all such things as wrath, anger, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Next, how about words of discouragement and criticism? Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 says, "A gentle answer turns away from wrath, but harsh words stir up anger." Words that belittle, judge, or criticize can leave deep wounds. Let us strive to offer constructive criticism with kindness and empathy, remembering Romans chapter 15, verse 2, where it says, "Let each one of us please our neighbors for their good to build them up." Next, how about words that leave scars? The sting of gossip, malicious words, like whispers behind closed doors, can inflict deep wounds. Gossip erodes trust, sows discord, and spreads negativity like wildfire. Remember, a rumor often gains the strength of truth simply by being repeated. Let us guard our tongues and choose to build others up and not tear them down. Next, what about the weight of unkind criticism? Criticism, when delivered without empathy or constructive intent, can leave lasting scars. It can shatter confidence and diminish self-worth. We have the power to build up or tear down. So let us choose kindness and offer feedback with respect and a desire to truly help. Next, how about the echoes of hateful speech? Words infused with hate and prejudice have the power to incite violence, fuel discrimination, and tear communities apart. From historical atrocities to online bullying, the consequences of hateful speech are devastating. We need to make sure that we stand against such words, promoting respect and understanding for all. How about beyond the scriptures? William Shakespeare, the master of language, he understood the power of words. He wrote, "The pen is mightier than the sword." History abounds with examples of words, leading revolutions, sparking social change, and shaping human consciousness. Let's use our words to advocate for good, inspire positive change, and create a more just and equitable world. How about the ripple effect of kindness? Mahatma Gandhi's life, not his religion, let me say that again. Mahatma Gandhi's life, not his religion, exemplifies the power of words coupled with action. He advocated nonviolence and led India to independence through peaceful resistance. His word inspired millions, and his legacy continues to ripple throughout the world. We need to strive to leave our own positive ripples, using our words to spread kindness and compassion. In conclusion, we're all storytellers, weaving narratives with each word we speak. Let us choose our words carefully, remembering that they have the power to build bridges of love, understanding, hope, or leave scars of anger, division, and pain. May we be mindful of the echoes our words create, striving to use them for good, for healing, and for the betterment of ourselves and the world around us. Let us leave a legacy of kindness, one word at a time. Brothers and sisters, we hold the power of life and death in our tongues. Let us choose our words carefully, using them to build up, encourage, and love. May we wield this gift with responsibility, knowing that our words have the power to heal, harm, connect, or divide. Let us strive to be instruments of love, speaking the truth with kindness, and leaving the world a better place through the power of God's holy words. This week, reflect on the impact your words have on others. Are you using them to build up or to tear down? Challenge yourself to speak with intention, choosing words that reflect love, truth, and encouragement. Let us all be mindful of the power we hold and use it for good. Be an example of kind and mindful communication, inspiring others to do the same. We can pray for wisdom and discernment in our speech, asking God to help us use our words to build up rather than tear down. Remember, our words have the power to create life or death, so let us choose them wisely. And again, our text, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Will eat its fruit.
Oftentimes the day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch his bride away. All tears forever over in God's eternal day. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Sometimes the sky looks dark, with not a ray of light. We're tossed and driven on, no human help in sight. But there is one in heaven who knows our deepest care. Let Jesus solve your problems, just go to him in prayer. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Life's day will soon be o'er.
all storms forever past, we'll cross the great divide to glory safe at last. We'll share the joys of heaven, a harp, a home, a crown. The tempter will be banished, we'll lay our burden down. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. One glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ.
Each step I take, my Savior goes before me, and with His loving hand He leads the way. And with each breath I whisper, I adore Thee. Oh, what joy to walk with Him each day. Each step I take, I know that He will guide me to higher ground He ever leads me on. Until someday the last step will be taken, each step I take just leads me closer home. I trust in God, no matter come what may, for life eternal is in His hand. He holds the key that opens up the way that will lead me to the promised land. Each step I take, I know that He will guide me to higher ground He ever leads me on. Until someday the last step will be taken, each step I take just leads me closer home.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Roger Howell with our lesson entitled The Power of Words. If you would like to contribute, there are two ways to contribute. Number one, make checks payable to Good Radio News, P.O. Box 711, Ayrton, Alabama, 36311, or go to our website in the upper right-hand corner and click the Contribute button for option number two and for secure online contributions. Thank you.
This program was sponsored by Churches of Christ, Power and the Glory. Be sure to check out the podcast for this program on FamilyValuesRadio1010.com. To find it, just go to the website and click on the podcast link at the top of the page.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.